I love it. Cha-ching! Well, I'm going to be joined by Colin Stevens, who is the Community Relations Officer at the Financial Sector Conduct Authority, here to talk all things financial literacy. Colin, welcome to Good Up FM.
Good morning, and thanks for having me.
Oh, it is so good to have you. Let's talk about this brand new newsletter that's going to, or rather, is being released. It's called Money Smart News. Can you tell us more about it?
Yes, thank you. You know, now more than ever, we as South Africans need access to information and education to empower ourselves to better manage our money. So the idea is to have a free monthly newsletter to help South Africans to become much better educated about their finance.
Colin, how has this pandemic reinforced the need for South Africans to save?
Well, it really brought home the idea that we need to save for an emergency.
Yeah.
Even though the emergency has been now with us for, I think, longer than 5 months. But a study earlier this year in April showed that 79% of consumers are affected negatively by COVID-19. So the idea is that we need to find ways and means of starting to save, even before the emergency. So the rule of thumb is that we need to save at least enough money to last us minimum 3 months without an income.
Yeah. Wow. And that is the rule of thumb. Talking about things that we should be knowing about when it comes to saving and investing, how important is it to seek advice from a registered financial service provider?
Well, investing is a specialized and complex activity, and it's very easy to buy the wrong product.
Yeah.
Some of us may even fall victim to investment scams. So therefore, it is a rule and it is regulated by us, the Financial Sector Conduct Authority, that all advisors must be registered and licensed by us, the FSCA, and they are all given a number by us. So if you deal with any person giving advice to you or financial advice to you, you must ask them if they have an FSP number, the financial services provider number. And then you can check with us. You can go to our website, fsca.co.za, and you can see if this advisor is registered to sell that particular product.
You mentioned the word scams. Now, whenever I hear scam, I sit up really quickly because I've been scammed one or two times during this period as well. There are so many get-rich-quick schemes, Colin, going out there. And we always say, if it sounds too good to be true, then it probably is too good to be true, right?
Unfortunately, that is true. That it's too good to be true, it probably is true. However, there are ways and means one can, look for things that will show us the flags that this is dangerous territory we're going into. One of the first ones would be if someone offers you returns that are unrealistic. And we know that if you go to any bank or any investment company's website now, you'll find that they have they will offer you, let's say, 7% maximum currently.
Yeah.
So if someone comes to you and says you can double your money in 2 weeks' time, I think that's the you must immediately turn around and run away.
That's a lich story.
It's absolute. You'll be scammed. I can guarantee you that you'll be scammed.
It's basically called Corona Mania. Hey, there's so much panic, so much scams going around. And I think people are sensing that and you know, kind of fearing what to do next. And that's why it's so important to speak to people who are registered in the financial service industry.
Absolutely. And, you know, coronavirus scams take advantage of people's concern for their health and safety and trick them into using social engineering tactics to manipulate them into giving away their personal details.
Yeah.
So, for instance, they'll send you SMSs purporting to be from the government agencies only to get your information. And sometimes they can trick you into giving your PIN code.
Wow.
This is also called phishing, SMS phishing, which we also call smishing. So they attempt to trick you into clicking onto links. So our advice is always do not click on any link that you haven't asked for.
Yeah. where can we get hold of this monthly newsletter, Colin? Smart Money Smart News.
Well, the Money Smart News is the first one appeared in August, and I think it was timely because of Women's Month.
Yes.
We also, because we know women take the lead many times in running various homes and running the budgets of various homes. And sometimes it's best that, people are aware of how to do their budgeting, their savings, etc. So if anyone is interested in subscribing, they can go to www.mswsa.co.za. And they can fill in their details and they will be able to subscribe to, and they'll get the monthly newsletter free of charge.
Oh, we and love that.
Yeah, and because we Good Hope is a station that many young people listen to, I know that they'll also go and look for these social media pages. So you can find the Money Smart Week on Facebook, called Money Smart Week South Africa, and on Twitter at MSWSA.
Beautiful. Colin, thank you so much for your time. Thank you so much for this newsletter. I know that it's going to help so many people as we all just take this financial journey together and just become more financially savvy. You know, it's really, really important.
Absolutely. And I thank you for giving us this opportunity.
Oh, it's a pleasure. There we go. Colin Stevens, who is the Community Relations Officer at the Financial Sector Conduct Authority. The newsletter is called Money Smart News. And if you would like it, all you have to do is get the free newsletter at www.mswsa.co.za. Are you tired of